The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, there's also been a huge amount of talk today about the price for the Ryder Cup at Adair Manor next year. Some tickets are going on sale for Irish people to buy. $499 is the lowest price for those tickets. There are actually even more expensive tickets for Greenside, but €499, that's a day, by the way. That's not for the weekend of the Ryder Cup. Gary Murphy, a golf professional at the K Club, joins us. Gary, €499, what do you make of those prices?
I think they're very disappointing, Shane, really. It's a big increase on Italy. I think using the market in the US as a reference, saying that they're down on that is folly, really. And, you know, it's not that long ago, Celtic Manor, it was like 100, 130 quid to get in. It's just a savage amount of money, I think, really, if you're thinking of a family of four, thinking of going to the Ryder Cup. You know, it's unaffordable, really, at $2,000 before you have a ham sandwich. So the Tuesday, Wednesday is okay, I think, and the underage, Tuesday is 89 and Wednesday is 179.
I'm sorry, that's to watch the pros practice, basically, is it?
The practice, yeah. So obviously, you're getting the kind of fun element. You'll get to see the players kind of up close and personal in a more relaxed environment. But then the buzz of the actual event, 179 is for the Thursday, which is the opening ceremony. I would have thought, similar prices to Italy, because there was a lot of chat at the time that Italy was very expensive at 260. So $499 is quite excessive, if you ask me.
And what's the thinking? I mean, is it just about maximizing revenue? What's the logic, do you think?
The logic is maximizing revenue.
Yeah,
absolutely. It was made abundantly clear at the K Club last year when Rory won. You know, the producer was actually an Irish guy. Mike Crowe decided to put those cameras in, which captured all those kids around the green.
It was brilliant, wasn't it? The roar that went up when he got that putt.
Yeah, and their memories of, for a lifetime for children. And I just think, because a lot of kids that were there and experienced that are obviously going to be going to mommy and daddy, can we go to the Ryder Cup? And and that's just to get in the gate. So it really is disappointing. I think for under 16s is 20 quid for the practice days. Surely they could look at something like that for the Ryder Cup. Because it has to be affordable, I think, for the regular golfer. Like it's literally, it's nearly a golf membership for the year for some courses.
Is this the Americanization of sport, of golf? Because we know if you go to see a basketball game in the States or an American football game, you're going to pay huge amounts of money, much more than you'd pay for a sporting event in Europe. So is it about Americanizing it, and just it's about, as you say, the bottom dollar?
It possibly is. That, the other question is that the European players aren't getting paid to play, the Americans are. So why, if we're not getting paid over on this side, why are the ticket prices so excessive, really? It's a global event. The revenue is obviously, huge from TV and all that sort of stuff, which is where the source of most revenues come for golf tournaments. The gate is not a major thing, but obviously at $250,000 tickets at 500 quid a pop is it's a huge return. There's huge charges, no doubt, in setting up these events. I think they're going to have the most grandstands ever just because the way the course is set up, so there's huge expense in that. I understand all of that, but I still think $499 is a little rich, really.
And does this, is it the European Tour that benefits from this? Are they ultimately the beneficiary of this largesse?
Yes, this is the cash cow for the DP World Tour. It's what I would imagine, partially funded the tour. When it's in state, on the American side, they get a tiny thing, I think, split on the revenue, but they get most of the revenue this side. So it is their opportunity to cash in. But you know, I just think it's excessive. And it'll be fascinating to see, Shane, if there's a blowback from this, because... Well,
I was going to ask you, will they sell, I think it's a 20,000 grandstand seats, so there's going to be way more tickets than that. I mean, will there be tens of thousands of people who are willing to pay €499 for a ticket?
Well, they're estimating that about a third of the market is going to come from Ireland, and the remainder is going to be obviously travelling Americans and Europeans and others that just want to come and experience a Ryder Cup. But it's a hefty package. Like, that's to get you in the gate. You got to get your accommodation. You got to feed yourself. You got to get a few bits and bobs, memorabilia-wise. So if a family of four or five are going to the Ryder Cup for the weekend, I'll be getting down to the credit union fairly sharp.
You absolutely would. Bottom line, is this just pricing golf out of the reach of ordinary people?
Unfortunately, it does seem to be the case. I really don't know why, because the fans that would go to this event historically would be people that have, you know, visited tournaments around Europe or, you know, in their homeland and supported the tour. So it does seem a little harsh on the regular fan that, you know, has a, you know, plus the atmosphere too. I know that. It was excessive in New York. I think it was $750 a day. But it just seems to sell out. So maybe I'm a little bit naive in thinking that, you know, there's going to be value for sporting events. If you think it is, the only thing with it is it is a full day experience. You know, it's a 9-hour thing per se, really. Yeah. So it's not like you go to a game or a horse race or something and it's over in an hour or so or a couple of minutes. You know, it is a full day entertainment, but it's pretty hefty.
Yeah, maybe it's better comparable to something like Electric Picnic tickets or something, is it? On that basis, given that you are there for the whole day.
You'll be in the gate at 6:30, and you know, out at probably 6-7 o'clock that evening. So it is a full day, but it just seems I don't know why. You know, it's nearly double the price of Italy. So.
Yeah,
I don't get the logic in that, really. But
yeah, actually, I just checked there. I mean, Electric Picnic is, I think it's about £300, and that includes your camping, and it's for 3 nights or 4 days or whatever it is. So again, it's way in excess of that. Gary, thank you indeed for talking to us. Gary Murphy there, pro at the K Club. Thank you for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.